Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Nagin is here. Bob is a longtime, 11-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, founder of WhizBang Training, the man who sold, who made a living selling kites 12 months out of the year. I still admire the heck out of that. That's just an amazing story. Think about that, folks. That's right up there with having a Christmas shop 12 months out of the year, right? Anyway, he's the kite man, but he's moved on now to do a great job helping retailers put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He and his wife Susan have written a book called "Marketing Your Retail Store in the Information Age, in the Digital Age, in the Internet Age" is the exact word on the book, and he's here to talk to us about that right now. Bob Nagin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know, it's always great to be here. I love talking with you.
It's good to have you back. You know, Bob, if I could give retailers, really any small business, but especially retailers, if I could give them one thing, this would be in a list of three. It might not be the first thing I'd give them, but it'd be in the top three things, and that would be the commitment to train their people how to take care of customers. I spend money in the marketplace, and as you know, Bob, I do everything I can to spend my money with small business owners. I put my money where my mouth is, and I am just astonished at how poorly trained the people are that I do business with. It's like,
yes,
it's like we think they come out of the womb knowing how to take care of people, and I have to say this. I think we're less capable today in a natural way than we were 30 years ago. I think it's worse.
I think that may be, you know, especially when you have younger people who are doing a lion's share, you know, in retail anyway. You have a lot of younger people working behind the counter or, you know, out on the sales floor. And, you know, they grew up in a digital age. You know, when you used to want to talk to your girlfriend, Jen, you called her on the phone.
That's right.
Now they all text each other and Instagram each other.
Yep.
So although, there's still plenty of great kids out there. Don't get me wrong. This isn't a blanket indictment of a particular age. Sort of that.
I'm not even talking about
natural.
I'm not even talking about the kids. I'm talking about the owners.
You're talking about everyone.
I'm talking about the owners. Half the time
the
act
owners,
like they don't care
absolutely.
Whether I come in or not. I mean, folks, this is serious. This is serious. I just don't understand. I'll tell you one thing that was never said 30 years ago. Nobody ever said no problem.
That is true. That is true.
Because no problem is a problem. So what do we do? What do we do about this? How do we get folks trained to focus on training?
Well, you know, part of it starts with the owner, of course. You know, to your point, you know, one of my favorite local stores is open only 5 days a week, and they close early, and they do all these things incorrectly. They're more focused on saving money than finding and building relationships with customers.
And being relevant to customers when they want them to be open.
That's exactly right. You know, so, you know, one of the things that I teach when I speak is, you know, your customer doesn't really care about you. They only care about you in as much as you provide some value to them. But this whole thing, you know, to your point, so, you know, if you start with the owners, and the owners make a commitment to creating this, culture that is responsive to the customer, that, you know, that is there for the customer, then training. And so there's product training, and a lot of people do product training, but very few people do real sales training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like anticipating needs, asking good questions, recommending products that, you know, that are compatible. One of the things that I say that I teach when I do sales training, and I do a lot of sales training for independent retailers, is if you're not selling everybody everything they need, you're not giving them the customer the service they deserve. Mm-hmm. So if I go into a local independent store to buy an aquarium, and I've got to come back four times before my fish aren't dying, well, that guy or that woman hasn't done me any favors. So this whole idea of, look, everybody on our team has got to have the information, the skills, the knowledge, the training, the coaching that they need to give our customers the service they deserve when they're in an independent retail store. Mm-hmm. But the same thing holds true in every small business. You know, what do they need to know to be great? And then give them the skills. You know, there has to be a commitment to, you know, in the case of what we're talking about here for retail, to sales training. You have to teach them how to sell.
Don't you have to begin with people who actually want to engage other people?
Yeah.
To me, I see that as a big problem. Is I feel like I'm being waited on by people who don't like people. You know, they don't really want to engage me. They don't want to know what my name is. You know what I mean? They don't want to think that I might be someone who could help them make payroll forever and ever.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and so I mean that goes back to, you know, recruiting aggressively so that you have lots of people in your, you know, your prospect meeting,
right.
Prospects.
You gotta train the right people, don't you?
That's exactly right. You got to find the right people. You got to have to hire them, meaning you have to interview them intelligently and skillfully. And then when you hire them, you have to onboard them correctly, and then you get to train them. But if you start with the wrong stuff, you're never going to get the right results. So, and a lot of people, but you know, even that, Jim, it goes back to what, you know, we sort of have been alluding to. If a lot of people start a business because they think it's going to be easy to run a business, or
they'll be their own boss.
They'll be their own boss. Wouldn't it be great? You know, and as you so put it, if you put it so well, if you know, it's the age of the customer. You are not the boss. The customer's
right.
The boss.
That's right.
And so then they get into business, and they have a preconception about what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's not what they want it to be, they start to freak out.
And they get surly. Hey, Bob, I need your website. You got a new program. We're going to talk about it
later. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Quickly.
Okay.
Your website. Quickly.
WhizBang Training, WHIZBANG, training.com, WhizBangTraining.com.
All right, so check it out. We're going to talk about some other stuff with Bob Nagin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.